Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits, making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
Baby. How much you can pay?
And his partner, Fede Tappender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft 2022 edition. Grado is in the house. Let me hear your voice, Grado.
Well, can you hear me?
Can hear you fine, mate.
I don't know, is this fucking 2001 or something? I've got this, right, ever since Dwayne was supposed to be getting born, her room had to get changed for where I do my podcast. So I had to get something flung up together out the back door, and there's meant to be internet in it, and it keeps fucking up. The guy came to install it. He's put in a separate wee booster. He's put a line out the back door. He's supposed to have fixed it all up for me. It worked for a day, and then he told me to get into these settings, 192.03, put that in your fucking internet bar and turn off your 5 gigahertz and switch it to 36, channel 36, and messing about with this. And I done that, and then folk in Reddit were telling me not to do that. It's only engineers that can do that. And then I'm going, mate, what have you done? I'm not getting internet anywhere. And then but the second or third day, he says, mate, have you tried switching it off at the plugs and switching it back on again? That's what he said to me. I went, see you. I want to take a fuck to yourself.
Did you actually say that to him?
He did. God, I swear to God. After telling me today all
no,
this...
No, but did you say that to him? Are we going to take a fuck to yourself? Or what?
No, I didn't. I was too fit.
See, that was... See, this is how you go. And this is what we need to... You should have said that because this, fellas, join us here as well. My name's Ralph Florence. This is 2022 and this is Wrestling Daft's Attitude Era has begun.
Well, you see, the guy who done it, he's got a nickname, right? And I'm if I say his nickname, people will recognize who he is. So I'm going to change his animal name.
Jasper.
He's named after an animal. He's named after like a type of animal.
He's named after a type of animal.
Aye, so I'm just going to call him
donkey.
I'm going to call him lion, just in case.
Lion tiger.
No, it's no tiger.
That is tiger, isn't it?
His
tiger.
Name
you're tiger. A fucking hopeless. Let me put this out to you, tiger. Don't ever go and get your fucking broadband done by Tiger, by the way. Because this guy hasn't got a fucking clue, man. No, I'll tell you what I did, right? I'll tell you what I did, Grado.
Do you know what? I think he's going to end up hearing this now. He has tried his best, but he hasn't... Well, I should have mentioned that anyway.
No, it's too late. You've mentioned it. This is Attitude Era, so we just have to let it happen. We're not cutting out. We're cutting... This is the thing with Attitude Era. I'm not going to get people excited about this. We're cutting nothing out for no one. Be new on, it's live, it's raw, and we're cutting nothing out. So let me say this, what I would do, Grado, right, if I was you, here's what I did. So I've got these big thick walls in this house, right, because I live, basically it's like fucking Wayne Manor I live in, right, where Batman lives, right. It's got big thick walls, right. And so when I get my broadband adapter, I just use power line extenders. Do you know what these things are?
Nah.
They're amazing, mate, right? They're amazing. Basically, just buy them off Amazon, power line extenders, you just plug them into your sockets. Plug them into the sockets in the wall, and what happens is that it sends a broadband through your electric wires.
You're joking.
I'm not joking.
Oh, you remember to tell me.
And it gives you brilliant signal in every room you stick one of the plugs in.
Well, see, the thing is, I was on the phone to BT the other day, right, and the guy answered, and he had a bit of an Irish accent and that, and you know that way I'm like... Because I'm fearing case BT turn around and go, you can't do things like this. You can't get Tiger to come out and mess about with a broadband. Do you know that way? I was kind of feared to say, but I was kind of, you know, I wanted to get chatting to him. And I'm going, where are you filing on all the rest of it? And I'm talking away and I'm trying to get in that I'm a wrestler and that I'm Grado and kind of stuff. And then he's gone, oh, you're an interesting character. You're a wrestler. I used to do a bit of powerlifting. I'm going, oh, I've never really done that. He goes, if you Google me, you'll know I've never done any kind of powerlifting. And then he was talking away and all that. And I'm going, you ever heard of Finn Balor? I was going, never heard of him. He's my pal. Does he? But he's sending somebody out on Saturday. So hopefully this guy will come out on Saturday. Hopefully he's a big blue nose wrestling fan and he's going to help me. But I've got a feeling he's going to take one look at it and tell me where to go.
See, this is a thing though. It's like they always tell you get these Wi-Fi extenders and all that and all these kind of things, boosters and all that. And I've tried all these things. Some of them work, some of them don't. Some of them are a bit iffy. Some of them work sometimes, on and off, all that kind of stuff. But see these Powerline ones, stick them in the play. Anyway, welcome to Wrestling Daft, everybody.
Sorry, man.
Some Wi-Fi and broadband chat. But this is that actually, we don't... This is, and I can't say this strongly enough. We don't fucking care. We don't care what you think. We don't care what anybody thinks. We'll fucking step up to anybody and tell them what we think, whether it's fucking Tiger, whether it's the fucking the backroom, the bookers at fucking Pro 2. I don't like how they're booking that fucking company at Pro 2, by the way.
No.
I don't like... who's got the book?
Big Fingway. Big Logan Storm.
I should have the fucking book. And this is what I'm saying. Get it fucking trending. Hashtag... E-Rab the book at Pro 2. I'm fucking serious. Give Rab the book at Pro 2. I'll fucking book it. And then
I'm sure we'd let you, mate. I don't think you need to get it trending. I'm sure if the writer of one of the most successful Scottish, in fact, two of the most successful Scottish comedies now. See, right. I can't even speak right now.
Just calm down, right? Just calm down. What I'm saying is I want the punters out there to know that we've got some great things lined up this year. Me and Grado are going to go to a Pro 2 show. We're going to go and attend it live. We're not going to, like, no wrestling or anything like that in the audience. We're going to go as punters.
With bandanas on.
We're going to go, aye, we're going to go. We are Pro 2, we'll be Pro 2. We'll take our recorders away and do some interviews when we're there with the punters and that. We are going to be doing live stuff. We're going to be doing fucking all sorts. John is going to kill the Lord Provost at Glasgow.
Yeah.
It's all these things are going to happen this year. This is the Attitude Era has begun. The Raw Tax shut is done. I heard that fucking Jim Cornette was trying to get a sponsors, Paul. Have you heard about this?
I did hear about that, man. Platinum CBD has been on the phone to him.
Cornette was on to Platinum CBD and Cornette's talking all sorts of trash about Grado, saying Grado's retired and all that, and mm-hmm. He doesn't need the money. He's retired. He does all the comedy and that now. He's saying Rab Florence doesn't need the money and all that. Have you seen the house he lives in and all that kind of stuff? Don't listen to Jim Cornette. We're fucking going to War Wyndham, mate. We're going to War Wyndham.
Yep.
This year, this is the year.
Yep. We're taking the prisoners, I would imagine.
So the punters got in touch, right? Let me tell you, the punters, even though it was Christmas and New Year, and I hope you had a great Christmas and New Year, the punters got in touch. They heard it was the Attitude Era. They wanted to get involved. Here they are. Omicron variant is back in touch after we asked how to pronounce his name, and he said, yes, it's Omar, boys. I was famously on a run-in after a prawn curry. I remember that now. I remember when Omar was on after a prawn. You know what? This is a fucking Attitude Era. I can't fucking remember Omar being on.
You know? I can't remember him. I can't remember either.
I can't remember. I'm only kid on. I can't remember. I can't remember. You'll need to come on again and remind us. Who eats a prawn curry anyway? I would never have a prawn curry.
Was it? No.
Would you have a prawn curry, Grado?
I would, mate.
Do you know why a prawn curry is sometimes a bit watery?
It depends where you get it, mate. I suppose it's like, if I would get it for, like, see that, what do you call that? Chaya Praya? Chaya Praya?
Aye.
Like in a deer place, I'd get it for there.
But it needs to be a fancy place, right? It needs to be a fancy place.
It kind of be like one of the kind of, the kebab shops run about here, I suppose. I wouldn't touch a prawn.
No, because it's just going to be frozen prawns, isn't it? The frozen prawns get flat. That's why it's watery. We know the fucking score, right? Attitude Era. Rhubarb, the red-nosed reindeer, says, what do you think of this as a potential match? Right? Never been more excited to see a crossover than this. It's perfect. Order versus Chaos. The mega powers collide in the match of the millennium. Hyacinth Bucket meets Mr. Blobby.
Hyacinth Bucket? She's still alive?
Is there a clip?
No, he meant to say, he sent a clip, but I can't find it. But there was meant to be a clip here.
Hold on a minute.
What's Hyacinth Bucket?
John, fucking stop.
She's still alive, Cahill.
Stop the show. Stop the show. Right, don't stop recording, but stop the show. Right, keep recording here. So right. I was listening to Diamond Dallas Page and Jake the Snake's podcast, right, recently. Right?
They got a podcast?
DDP Snake Pit, it's called, right?
Oh, wow.
DDP and Jake the Snake doing a podcast together. And do you know who's hosting it and running it?
Conrad.
Conrad is.
Of course.
You know how many fucking podcasts that guy's doing now, John?
Hundreds.
Eight. He's doing eight podcasts.
Bloody hell. And he's running a mortgage company and all.
Exactly. This is what I'm telling you.
Right.
What are you doing? Two podcasts and fucking George Bowie? George Bowie practically runs his cell at this point.
I'm Fred McCauley as well. He's more.
Fred McCauley.
Fred McCauley.
Lovely old Fred. He's a pro. Fred's been doing this for a million years. Fred could produce everything.
No, that's true. I think I've found a potential. What could be the clip of Hyacinth Bucket meets Mr. Bobby? If you want to see it now,
mate. See if this is just some porn you've downloaded.
I don't know. I think it might be. Hold on. Let me see if I can share the video of Hyacinth Bouquet meeting Mr. Bobby. Let me see if we can do that.
Mr. Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby.
See why we're waiting on him loading up Mr. Bobby. If MD Ken's Tiger, please don't tell him about this podcast, man. I can't get this out of my head now.
Right, okay. This should be Hyacinth Bouquet meets Mr. Bobby. The clip that we were sent kindly by our listener, here we are.
Yeah.
That could be him now. Oh, I'll go.
A famous actor visiting my home. I hope the neighbours are watching.
There we are. Mr. Bobby was shite, wasn't he?
Listen,
he was a bit shite.
Stop saying things like that, right?
Sorry. I know it's attitude era, though. It's attitude era. I'm just, you know.
Stop sending us clips like that.
Aye.
This is a fucking serious wrestling podcast. This is about wrestling, this podcast, right? And I can't stress this strongly enough. Wrestling. Do you think Bruiser Brody, when he was fucking lying, dying in that locker room back in the day, was thinking one day they'll do a podcast about this fucking business I've gave my life to, and people would send in fucking videos with Hyacinth Bucket and Mr. Blobby in it. Fucking respect it. With thanks to Karate Warrior 2, who's flagged up a thread for Journal Jack Kenmare, who says there's a big gap in the market for a Royal Rumble style darts event. Hear me out, right? So this is Jack Kenmare who was saying this. 30 players are drawn out at random, bringing a few legends like Phil Taylor and Peter Manley to get nostalgia flowing. A non-dart player is included for entertainment value as well. Neil Warnock, you know, Sam Allardyce, all these kind of entrants. One and two kick things off inside the Ali Pali. One leg, winner stays on. Fans don't know who will appear until their walk-on music hits. Some huge pops throughout the evening, mix it up with some outrageous entrances. Thinking Gary Anderson driving a lowrider to the hockey and a masked Rob Cross jumping out for the flare. Like prime Rey Mysterio. Jim Ross and Wayne Mardo will do the business on commentary. Winners asked to wear a Royal Rumble belt on his waist at every competition throughout the year. Take my money. That's actually a brilliant idea.
That's a fucking great idea. That is a great idea, by the way.
Because the darts is like your wrestling a wee bit, innit?
It is, innit, man? You ever heard of Rab Thornton, the darts player?
No.
He's for Stevenson.
Is he?
Aye, he's a famous darts player. So he is. And it's funny, man, when I bump into him in the petrol station all that, and I'll go, "Oh, here we go, two of the biggest athletes coming out of Stevenson, eh?" He goes, "What are you like, Grado, man? What are you like? You're fucking crazy. You're some man. You're nuts."
We should get him on the show. Is he into the wrestling?
I would be happy
just to talk about darts, though.
Because do you know what? It was years ago I met him outside the Boozer, man. I'm sure he was eating pakora as well, and he was going, "I'm a darts player." And I was going, "I'm a wrestler." And he was like, "But I'm on the telly." And I'm like, "I'm on the telly too." Two big fat guys, man.
That's funny.
And by the way, wait, and just a little quick one. JB loves darts, right? I know I always fucking talk about Borash, and I say, but JB fucking loves the darts, and it blew his mind that I knew that I knew this, Rob Fulton.
Anyway. Pablo's Vault of Horror pointed out that that he thinks that maybe Roman Reigns doesn't know how to cook, because you got this quote for Roman Reigns where he says, "We got a bunch of fast food fans and they complain that they want stories and well thought out stories to develop. When you start doing that for them, they want it all new. My people, I'm cooking a steak." He says, "We're going to let the steak stay on the grill. If you want your cheeseburger, watch Raw. SmackDown, we do filet mignon."
It's brutal, man.
After saying he's been leaving the fucking steaks on the grill, what are you talking about, Roman? Listen, Roman's never had to cook a dinner in his life. No guy that good looking has ever had to cook a dinner for himself in his life. What a guy, man.
Is he all right?
You fucked the steak. I mean, that's a poor quote. I see where he was trying to go with, but you don't leave a steak on a grill, do you?
No, you don't keep a steak on a grill.
You know who cooks a good steak? If you watch his Instagram, Grado, Baron Corbin. You've seen some of the stuff he does.
Oh, no, I've never seen that.
Aye, he cooks a good steak, that boy. Aye.
You're talking about, how do you know he cooks good steaks?
Oh, watch his Instagram. Instagram, with Baron Corbin, all over the steaks, does it properly. I mean, if there's any other wrestlers that you think cook good steaks, let us know about it. That'd be good. Gredo cooks a good steak.
Oh, I do. Right. Do you make steaks, Rob?
I make a decent steak, guy. I like my steak. Hey.
How do you cook it?
Hey, Gredo. Mind we had steaks.
That was good,
mate.
Man.
That was good. When we were playing Games Master, remember when we were playing Games Master and we had some steaks, mate? That was cracking.
That was a bright night, man. Mm. Was it the Ivy and the Green or something like that?
Aye, something like that.
See, my influencers I've seen there, been there since, man.
Well, nobody's ever influenced the culture as much as we did, mate. You know what I mean? And we were in there. I mean, you know,
next to the telly
and all that. It's fucking cracking. Is this a new? Oh, by the way, Jeff Jarrett was talking about Grado on his latest podcast.
Right, that's another thing. I know, man. We don't. Attitude there, we don't give a fuck. I don't want any time somebody. I mean, if Jarrett said it before, that's fine. I don't need to be. Because what happens is, I've got to listen to a 2.5 hour podcast for him to mention my name for 15 seconds, and it's fucking sad. I mean,
have you heard it, Grado?
Aye, he likes smoking me about. Play it.
Grado is the perfect he's just got a boatload of charisma and can tell a story so many different ways and engage the crowd emotionally. I love beating the shit out of Grado and hitting him with the guitar. I'll say that.
Who doesn't love Grado?
Oh, that was his corner. But you know, he tweeted me that it was maybe like the 26th, 27th of December. I had just come down with COVID. So I was in a six-year-old's pink room for the 10 days, and I remember getting tweeted that, and I thought, well, I'm going to have to fucking... He said, no, somebody else actually tweeted me going, Jeff Jarrett put Sir Grado on his new podcast. Podcast was like 2 hours, 53 minutes. And I'm sitting there going, right, you mention me now, right, it's, right, no, nah, might be this bit, right, not really this bit. And then he fucking, 1 hour 58, he says that in the last 10 seconds, and bastard, stop telling me that. Then I need to take the time to see what he says.
You don't have to go and listen, though.
Like
sometimes people say to me, they say, Rab, somebody's wrote something about you on the toilet and in the cubicle wall in fucking Blackfriars. I don't go into Blackfriars and check that it's true what they wrote about me on the toilet wall. I'm not going to go in and be like that. I don't have a fucking 4-inch Wally.
A building offincher.
And then correct it. And then write in the right fucking number. I don't dare.
Blackfriars is closed down now.
Blackfriars is closed down. And let's just say that I'm aware of it. And there might be some interesting developments.
Oh, my God.
So let's keep going here at this point. As it's the new year, we thought we would ask you for your outlandish wrestling predictions for 2022. Boomer Cannon says The Fiend is going to return at the Rumble.
Oh, hot off the press. By the way, have you seen he's dropped a video?
Who?
The Fiend.
No.
It is pretty incredible.
Is he cooking a steak?
Right, hold on. Hold on a minute.
Would
John.
You like to
hold
see
hold on a minute.
It,
is it incredible? Hold on a minute.
It is pretty amazing.
We've got you here because this is beautiful. Listeners, this is the Attitude Era. You're listening to us right now. John has just said that The Fiend, that Bray Wyatt has dropped a video that is incredible, and I am going to watch it live. There's going to be a live reaction here to this video. Will I just look at it and watch it at this end, or have you seen it, Grady?
I'll, if you've not...
No, watch it this end, because I don't...
I'll get it up, hold on.
Right, hold on. John's going to get it up for us. Let's see then. I'm excited about this.
Did you think I could just let this all go? Are you scared of being alone? He looked the devil straight in the eyes, and I gave him the truth. I just want to fix things. I gave him a purpose, and he found it. The only way to survive. I must control it. You cannot outrun fate.
See if you did you notice, Rab? There's a wee kind of match. There's a match poster. It looks like Bray Wyatt versus Saqib Ali at Pro 2 at the Boom Station in Irvine.
What does it say at the end? It goes bop.
No, but see if you did pause it. It did look like.
It's, do you know what the poster's for? Someone screen grabbed this for
WrestleFest.
It's Adam Scherr, which is obviously Braun Strowman, and Eric Redbeard, which is obviously Rowan, versus Bully Ray and Enzo. So that's the kind of screen grab at the end there. So he's going to be obviously involved in that.
Shit, man. So basically, that AEW don't want him. That'll be that then, isn't it? Really? I don't know. Because.
This is.
Are you got anything with your big return for a match at Comic Con? Basically, is that what it is? Comic-Con? No Comic-Con, WrestleCon. WrestleFest, probably. Oh. By the way, Saqib Ali's wrestling.
Pretty cool. I thought it was really cool, though.
It was cool, man. Aye.
I didn't think I was great at that video.
Nah.
I feel as if we've seen all this fucking before, man.
Mate, I tell you that last year.
Spooky.
I know. Remember that Tommy Edwin last year as well?
You can't let me go.
Psychics. I know. It's all the same shit every time, innit?
You can't stop me from being who I want to be.
I created a monster.
I should have kept it inside.
I am.
I should have.
They should have. They
I should have.
Ripped off that Australian guy. Remember him that got attacked by the dogs? And I came bounding over.
I just can't be fucked with that, man. Imagine, you know, I just come on now. Come on now. We're following the lineage of some of the greats. You know what I mean here? Grado, all your fucking promo videos are better than that. Because they're real, there's character, there's hangmates. Just come on. Enough with the masks and enough with the fucking... All right, you've got a drone to fly over some fucking landscape. You can buy a drone off Amazon for fucking 150 quid. Geez fucking peace.
And it's obviously always like, it must be like a pally, a pal that's at university and all that. And it's like, it's got a good camera and that, isn't it? Really?
It's like, big man, I've got a rubber goat's head if you want to wear that.
I've got a Sony
rubber
Vegas.
Goat's head. And go, blap. So, anyway, that was that.
Anyway.
Hez Rasta predicts that WWE is going to get watchable again. Neil says, I don't really believe this, but you wanted outlandish, so Triple H is going to be all elite. No, it's not going to happen. Rico says, Triple H to Ring of Honor. Come on. Pablo 5 says, Johnny Knoxville will have the best celebrity match in 2022. Indeed. I'm going to blow you away here, actually, boys. I'm going to say that if I was a WWE, right, I would have Johnny Knoxville win the Royal Rumble. Mm. I'm
well,
serious. Why fucking no at this point? Why no?
Mm. Rab, it's funny you say that, right, because see when I saw that promo video they put on Twitter, I'm going, oh, geez, peace, right? But when I actually looked into the trailer for the new Jackass film, and like, I don't know about you, but Jackass, I like Jackass when I was young, and I forgot that I liked it, and I quite like on it. I quite
like
on it.
I love Jackass. I love Jackass. I love all the films. I love everything about Jackass. Jackass is still super over. It's going to make a fortune when that film comes out. I tell you, it's going to make a fucking fortune, that film, when it comes out. And it's still cool, Jackass, as well. You know what I mean?
Well, it's, I think, like, it's because I listened to a Steve-O podcast with the guy that directs it. What's his name again? You can all that shite.
Oh, but the guy that directs it is called Jeff.
Jeff Trezier. Jeff Brazenin or something like that. Jeff Brazier. That's it, no.
Jeff Tremaine is the guy that directs it.
Jeff Tremaine.
Do you not think though, Johnny Knoxville, like, they're all getting on a bit now. What age is Johnny Knoxville? Johnny Knoxville must be 50 now, is he?
I think he's probably late 40s. Let me check.
50? He's 50. Yes, 50. Bang on 50. Do you not think a 50-year-old, like, staplining their balls to their leg or whatever is, you know?
Do you think it's funny that they're older?
Why should we stop stapling our balls to our legs just when we're 50? Are you saying to me that I'm in 6 years' time, I won't be able to staple my balls to my legs anymore?
I don't think you'd want to. When you're 50, you can't be arsed with it. I mean, in your 20s, you're up for doing all that mad shit and all that, but then you get to your 40s and you're just like...
But what else is he going to do?
Mate, I'm nearly 50 and I'm doing a podcast about fucking wrestling.
It's true. This is true.
Alex says Bron Breakker's going to become Universal Champion. That's not outlandish, I don't think. Kev says WWE will be sold to Disney. Listen, WWE being sold to somebody could be coming down the line. And Sean says WWE will not release a single superstar. AEW won't give Cody another title. Keep Brandy off TV. Paul Hull says Bret Hart was on a Canadian radio show recently and he said the following. He says... Canada, Bret Hart. When you look back today, they don't wrestle.
The Godfather.
Like Hulk, they don't wrestle like Hulk Hogan anymore. They wrestle like Bret Hart. That's not like him. Wrestling's all about action and speed and telling a story. And I think that's where I came in.
That was Bell.
That's what he kind of talks like, didn't he? Kind of slow, you know, when they stopped all the boys smoking, stopped the boys from smoking weed, you know, I said, that's a bad idea, you know, they're going to be, because when you smoke weed, you go back to your hotel room. I can't fucking do it. Sorry.
No, that was good.
I'd like to apologise to Bret Hart fans. Do you agree with them, or do you believe there's a place in wrestling today for someone to style themselves after Hulk Hogan and be a success?
Fucking hope so.
I fucking hope so. Let me tell you something. What we need to know is more guys, genuinely, and I genuinely believe this, what we need to know is more guys who genuinely, they wrestle that style like Hulk Hogan. Yeah.
What about Waller? He's like, he wrestles that kind of style, doesn't he?
Waller wrestles like Hulk Hogan?
Nah, but...
Listen, all the listeners of Wrestling Daft, write down so you don't forget that one day on Wrestling Daft, John says that Walter wrestles like Hulk Hogan.
No, but that kind of slow, cumbersome 80s style, that's how Walter wrestles, isn't it?
Oh, fucking John, that's why a lot of shit you're talking.
If you want to get in touch with us about any of that shit that John just said, or just random wrestling related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Now, every week we separate the parties for the work events. Very good, Grado. John, sorry, I was giving Grado the credit for something John did there. As we ask you to bury and put over stuff from the wrestling. Now, I am going to be honest. It's the Attitude Era. I'm going to be honest. I've not seen anything. I'm still in New Year mode a wee bit. I've not had a chance to catch up with the wrestling. I'm going to start this weekend, though, obviously, now that Bray Wyatt's back. Grado, have you seen anything? I've seen stuff over Christmas though. Am I allowed to put over what I saw over the break?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, right. Okay.
Jade Cargill, man.
Oh yeah, winning the championship.
Yeah, and I saw that photo as well. It was a photo online of Jade Cargill with her daughter.
She went after the cameras stopped rolling.
After her daughter. And it was particularly when I saw that photo, I thought, she's a fucking star, man. She's like such a star. She has been since she first popped up. So that's what I'm putting over. I'm putting over Jade Cargill because it's just exciting, isn't it? Grado, nothing. Let's see what the punters are saying. Right. Kev wants to put over Mickie James entering the Royal Rumble as Impact Knockout Champion. Grado, did you see this? Mickie James is in the Royal Rumble. However, she's going to be in the Royal Rumble with that Impact belt. What do you feel about that?
I feel as if Scott D'Amore, I don't, and everybody else at Impact, obviously Impact's not as where it used to be when I was in that. But it's obviously they've no, you're meant to fucking, if WWE are going to take your talent and say on Twitter, Impact Wrestling Champion, Knockout Champions come to the Rumble, fucking tag the Twitter account. I mean, it's just taking the piss out of them already.
Well, this is the thing. I was curious when I saw that because I thought to myself, what's happened there? Have they went, have WWE went, look, we'll have her on the show. We want her on the show. We'll have her on there with it. Now, I'm curious to see whether she'll come out with a belt on. This is going to be.
I don't think she will. Nah. I don't know. I mean, it might be changed days, but I can't see them coming out with a belt or even mentioning that she's Impact. I don't know. I don't know. I think because
they've mentioned on Twitter that she's Impact champion, I think they'll mention that in commentary. But it's whether she comes out with a belt. And I think always WWE have went, no, we're not tagging an external account like that.
But dude, I'm trying to think to the Rumble. Do belt holders normally come out with a belt at the Rumble anyway?
No, they don't.
I don't think they do they?
No, they don't.
Right, John, never mind details, right? Sorry. No interest in details like that. The other thing is as well, right, to be fair, WWE is a big, big company, right, with a lot of shareholders and all that kind of stuff. They can't be tagging Impact Wrestling in a tweet because for all you know, like, the Impact Wrestling Twitter account is probably just run by some guy in a trailer, right? And he could just get pished one night and come home and start tweeting all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The WWE have tagged it. Aye, absolutely. I mean, it's got how many followers Impact? Something like 270 or something. Right, spray paint Scott's putting over Scotty Two Hotties return to wrestling. It was great to see. Also, Jeff Jarrett is looking cool as fuck, all in black on the same show, rapping a guitar around Effie's head. Burying himself for missing the show the last few weeks. Always a great laugh listening to you guys. You see Jarrett's new kind of man in black, kind of Johnny Cash style guy.
Hey, good. Never count out old Double J. I'll tell you what, never count that. I'll tell you what, never count that old cunt out. I'll tell you. You fucking just think when he's back, podcast. Next minute he's tweeting for fucking Tranmere Rovers or the Progress. Never count out all Double J. That's all I'm going to say.
Do you think in Conrad's and Jeff Jarrett's podcast they'll be playing this clip back? Never count that. never count that old cunt out. Oh, wow, listen. Oh, listen, Grado's got something to say back to you here, Jeff.
Never count that old cunt out. That's all I'm going to say.
See, if I was Jeff Jarrett, right, here's, see that man in black look that he's got and all that kind of stuff, right? I would have him just, how amazing would it be just see him, like, not even really cutting promos, just, like, occasionally saying a few words, not just saying, like, before he rides off into the sunset, he's got a few scores to settle, and just kind of turning up and fucking rattling guys with a guitar and all that. It'd be fucking brilliant, wouldn't it? He'd just make big money just doing that. And this is the thing as well. I would say, see if I was in Jeff Jarrett's ear now, I would say to him, fucking never bump. Never ever bump again. You never need to bump again. All you need to do is turn up with your coat and all that. Fucking rattle somebody with a few punches, hit them over the head with a guitar, leave, pick up your paycheck. Because he's a smart guy, Jeff Jarrett, because he's came out of a couple of big kind of stories in wrestling, right? A story in WWF, story in WWE, story with TNA. And he's came out of all of that, and he's kind of came out of all smelling of roses in a way, isn't he? You know what I mean?
He's like, feet.
He always lands on his feet, Double J. I just like the thought of him just turning up in places and rattling. It's always fun getting hit with a guitar. I would love to get
hello, Granny.
Just fun to say that, innit?
Hello, Granny.
Jimmy in Germany wants to bury Regal, Road Dog, etc. getting released. Right. Right, come on now. Let's talk about this. It's Attitude Era. Grado, we're talking, right? We're talking. Hey, give me the menu for this show. What have we got? We've got fucking burying and put over. We've got the list of the fucking best. Like, let's go half piste here. Hey, Grado. So I was in my bed, right, beside my beautiful wife, and the news broke that Regal had been released. And I was in the Wrestling Daft WhatsApp, and I was like, God, that's a shock, isn't it? Regal getting released, man. I mean, why would you release him and all that? And Grado, what did you say?
I never said nothing. I never said, listen, I'm not
what are you trying to, listen, what are you trying to protect now? The guy's out.
Well,
look, what is your feeling? What is your gut feeling? You don't need to be completely open, but right, will I put into words in a sense what is, do you have a feeling
that, nah, just
do you have a feeling he wasn't a fan of your work?
No, I know he wasn't. But see, at the end of the day, I look back to emails for 2015 when I was pestering him and watch my match, you know, and he screeds of stuff, man. Not very much positive stuff, mind you, but I mean, it was screeds and screeds. Overall, your work needs a lot of work. Your work. And I agreed with everything he says. I do agree with him. I don't have a bad word to say to him because he's gave my pals jobs. He's gave them somewhere where they don't need to work through the week, Monday to Friday, and they've set something up where he can, you know, they've got contracts in WWE UK. Obviously, I don't know, man.
Grado, you're trying to be too... Right, Big Sexy, right? Let's talk about Big Sexy Kevin Nash. I like to think about him sometimes because I kind of feel that Big Sexy Kevin Nash is an example of how a wrestler can reflect on moments in his career because Kevin Nash is a guy, I think he's great, right? I love Kevin Nash. I think he's a big... You don't find many people that have got a bad word to say about Kevin Nash, by the way, right? But Kevin Nash will say, right, that this is a business and you might have friends and all of that kind of stuff and you're happy for your friends and all of that. But ultimately, what you care about in this business, and this was what makes you a successful professional wrestler, is you care about your fucking self. The contracts you sign, the money you make, you care about number one. Kevin Nash has always had that philosophy and nobody thinks badly of him because of it, you know what I mean? I think it's totally fair for you to kind of go...
No, there's a difference, man. Because you get these folk that, you know, that moan that they never got a shot and all this and they were bitter and this guy's a piece of shit. And you just look at them and you go, well, that's pathetic because it's your own fault. Don't blame other folk for no getting to where you maybe wanted to have got to. There's no point of...
But this isn't just about you, Credo. This isn't just about you because I genuinely think, and again, I'm not just saying this because you're my pal, but I genuinely think that it damaged the legitimacy at NXT UK, the fact that you were not there.
Right. Well, I mean, that's...
I genuinely think that as a neutral, as how can you set up an NXT UK, which is meant to be like, you know, this is the best in the UK and all that, and then that guy's no there, that completely shatters the legitimacy of it. So I think it's fair to kind of go, because I'd never really considered that in the past when I thought about it. I never really thought, why is Regal no on the phone to Grado? Because I would imagine you would be everything that Regal would like. He loves comedy. He loves character. He loves promo. He loves all of that. It just seems bizarre to me that he never made that call. I think it hurt NXT UK because I think NXT UK may harm anybody who is in NXT UK or has ever moved through it, but I think it lacked star power.
No, I do agree. I mean, it's a great wrestling product if you love watching straight up wrestling.
Aye.
But you're right, in terms of characters, I mean, I'm not just saying this as well, but my pals, but Joe's a great character, Norm's a great character, Shaz's a great character, but other than that, there's not much else for, especially for like Wayne's to try to, you know, watch the show and get behind somebody. I don't think they've got that compared to probably what they could have. I know they've... Like, I don't know, mate. I don't know. It's, you know...
But it just, you know, it's just something that I've always... I suppose it's just something that I've never really properly considered. And it was only that night when I kind of says to you, oh, that's bad about Regal, and that's a kind of shock and stuff like that. And then I thought to myself, maybe that's a bit kind of fucking insensitive of me going like that to Grado because... You know, really, when you think about it, probably a major person who was stunning in the way of you getting into NXT UK probably was him. So you know, it wasn't that, you know, it kind of put you on the spot a wee bit because you're going, ah, it's a shame. But, you know what I mean? I didn't have the full...
That's just like the way the life works. At the end of the day, what they were looking for that wasn't me, and I totally get it. And I have had my fun wrestling. I've managed to do more than I ever thought that I'd ever be able to do. And wrestling, go to travel the world, earn money out of it, and, you know, enjoy myself and just have the best years of my life. And it's sometimes quite, I mean, I see that the tweet that somebody had put out in December, that, remember, somebody had wrote about, oh, Grado had the right idea, going and slight fire to the scene or whatever. Now he's doing fucking comedy on the telly, which it is true, but that makes me think, what is that? I don't know, what did I do? Is that it? Bye, I've got to come back. I've got all these promoters asking me, everybody's going, have you fell out with me? I've got missed calls. I don't know when to start wrestling now. I don't know where to do. I don't know what's next, and I want to do something. I just don't know exactly what it is. I'm going off on a different tangent now, but aye.
Keep your powder dry. Rico wants to put over Cody winning the TNT title. Cody's built for that title, says. Looking forward to more open challenges and whatnot. Giza Gobbledygooker wants to put over a great Impact pay-per-view. Nice to see Ring of Honor Invasion. Also loving Brock Lesnar, who's been excellent on the mic. And wants to bury the Nicky Storm heel turn. Just seems like a knee-jerk reaction. Oswald Wright wants to put over Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus versus Lucha Brothers tag title match in AEW. What an entrance tune Tarzan Boy is. It's true. Johnny Hare likes pretty much everything AEW is doing right now. Only one Tony Khan, he says. And he wants to bury himself getting food poisoning on Boxing Day and missing New Year. Brutal. Oh, Willie Jakes wants to put over Impact Hard to Kill pay-per-view. Tremendous show from top to bottom. Bronze Cello wants to put over the main event of day one and the continuation of the Brock versus Roman storyline. Speaking of Roman, him breaking character after a house show and telling the fans to stay safe as the pandemic continues. What a class act. Oh, I love Roman. Omar Cron Variant says, wants to put over Hook. It's continuing to make him question his sexuality and wants to bury fans calling Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega has been getting a bit of a battering after the worst elements of the internet. Yeah, I don't
that's
know
just Gredo. Ridiculous, man.
Jim Cornette fans, primarily. Emma Louise.
I mean, I saw that. That's just
Jim Cornette fans, the scum of the earth. Emma Louise wants to put over Brock Lesnar, who seems to be killing it just now. Also, the fact that Ray Phoenix is literally a superhuman after no breaking anything in the match against Jurassic Express.
He's amazing. Okay,
and wants to bury all the releases.
There was one thing just before we go, you missed it out, but no try to bury you, Rab, but it's a good point about how the WWE announcing the surprise entrance.
Yep.
Fucking don't announce it. Oh, that's a surprise.
Well, I wasn't wanting to read that one out because I wasn't sure. And when it comes to Royal Rumble time, I'm never sure that you're not going to be in it, Gredo. Oh, he's laughing, no, right. See, this is a hanging American. American hang. He's like, oh, my internet's no great. My internet's no great, no, right. He's kind of saying, oh, hitting out with that stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking at where he is the new, and I'm going, that looks like a fucking hotel room in America.
That looks like Atlanta, Georgia.
Are you in a room in Titan Towers? Now it's the part of the show where we invite you, the listeners, to do a run-in. Come on and give your thoughts and opinions on wrestling or just talk nonsense and make me second run-in. We thought it was time to talk to them all the way from down under, or down in or old Australia, New Zealand.
He's from New Zealand.
One of the two. It's Daniel Hubble, the human telescope himself, is joining us. How you doing? Look at that weather, by the way. It looks roasting. He's just connecting the audio here as we speak, but we can see that Dan has a beautiful blue sky behind him. Explain to me, how is it possible that it's sunny where you are? What's happening?
I'm living in the future.
He's in the future. It's all warmed up. It looks beautiful. This is why global warming's a good thing. Right, what is the deal then with that blue sky? Like, what is it warm today?
It's 23 at 6:46 in the morning.
Oh, fucking hell, man. Jesus. Any tarantulas there?
No, we have redbacks.
Really?
Redbacks are really tiny spiders, but they can paralyze you once they bite you.
Fuck that, man.
No way, mate. Right, listen. Yeah, what town or city is it you're fearing?
I'm in Brisbane at the moment. Last time I spoke to you, I was in
Newcastle. He was Australian.
Brisbane, mate. Weather, I want to just see.
Yeah, I'm not a Kiwi, Gredo.
I want to see how your day is.
Sorry, did I say that last time?
Yeah, it's like calling you English.
So it's going to be a high of 27 degrees.
Holy fuck.
Today for you, Dan. And let me just check. So you've got a high of 27, and let me just check what I'm looking forward to. Let's see. So a high of 27 for you. And not too bad, actually. A high of 8, no, 9 for me.
Oh,
nice.
Well, here, come on. we've got an Australian on the show. Big news has ravaged the world. Tell us your thoughts. Would you think of Boris Johnson's apology?
I haven't had a chance to read that. I've only been up an hour, but I can guarantee it's not going to be interesting and not going to be good.
Yeah.
Based on what he said yesterday when he was like, oh, it's under investigation, then had a bit of a laugh. And then.
So you even see that? I mean, I was only kind of kidding. Does that come up on your news channels earlier about Boris Johnson?
Yeah, but my dad's English as well. He lives in Birmingham. So I keep up to date with as much as I can.
You know, tell us about the Djokovic thing, though. Tell us about the tennis situation. Yeah. What's your perspective on that?
I mean, both sides are shit. You know, like both sides of shit. He did the wrong thing. The country did the wrong thing. But it's a big diversion, like in the media. It's a big diversion because they've just handled the pandemic completely wrong again. You know, like we get everything done and then something happens and then we get something else done and then something else happens and then the media choose to pick up something else when realistically it's our prime minister and a couple of state premiers who have made all the mistakes. You know, like it could have been dealt with a lot easier than what it was. And he's come out this morning, I think, and said, oh, yeah, I've done the wrong thing. I actually turned up to an event when I knew I was positive and saw kids. And I mean, like, if you're doing that, you're already doing shady business, right? You know, I mean, I'm not one to sort of sit there, and I don't really particularly like our current government and their the border force and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
So it's like you're almost playing catch 22 between the two, where you're going, oh, I like you. It's not left or right in this situation. I'm generally a centrist anyway.
Are you still pissed off for the time that they never let Chris Hero into the country? Remember that? You remember that? Did you ever see that episode?
I didn't.
Have you never seen this?
No, what happened?
Right, no. You know how you get what do you call the Australian program? Well, they don't let them in the country.
Border immigration. Yeah, border immigration.
Was Chris Hero in it?
There's an episode where Chris Hero turns up in Australia and he gets like taken away and all that and interviewed. And Chris Hero's like saying that he's not going to get paid when he's out at the wrestle. He's out there to train folk and all that. It's I'm surprised you haven't heard of that one.
Well, but Australia take some of this stuff quite seriously, though, didn't they, Dan? I mean, they're quite like the situation. Yeah. Remember with Johnny Depp with a dog? And the quarantine
Pistol and Boo. Yeah, I remember that completely. But the thing is, at that point, our immigration minister, like, again, it's one of those things where our politicians do the right thing, like, when it comes to stuff like that, but their actual other side of the house is completely wrong. And you're just like, oh, I don't want to take your side on this because you're an arsehole, but, you know, you have to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, as far as that border immigration goes, like back in the day when I was DJing, like all the DJs used to come through with record bags and go, no, I'm not getting paid. And I'm like, you dickhead, don't do that sort of shit. Like,
I just admit it.
Aye. Just be honest.
Yeah, just get the right visa. The thing is, the problem here is, and this is what happens a lot, is people come on 12-month working visas and never leave.
Well, I mean, I don't know what the deal is. My wife lived in Australia for I don't know how long she lived in Australia, 3 years maybe she lived in Australia, maybe as long as that. You know, and I think it was one of the things where, I don't know, there's things you can do to get another permit for another 6 months. Like she was working like fruit picking and stuff like that. And
that's a big industry here. Like, and that's gone to shit because we haven't got any backpackers at the moment, right? So we haven't got anyone who's coming into the country and doing that sort of stuff. And no one wants to do that job. So, you know, it's kind of like America and the Mexicans, you know, like the same thing. Well, the industry is held up by immigrants, right? And no one wants to admit that. And everyone's they're taking our jobs, but they're not jobs that general people want to do.
Yeah, because that's what my wife said when she was doing that stuff. She said it was all backpackers. It was all like people like her. We were all working there. Picking fruit every day. And
I never realised how like extreme like the border was. It wasn't until I had Dingles Down Under with DVD. It was an Emmerdale special. And Zach Dingle tried to get in the country with a bag of sausages. You ever see that? No, you ever see that, Dan? No,
our biosecurity is pretty full on. Like it's the same with COVID. We literally just closed the border. You can't get in type stuff, you know, only special case. But, you know, we've got like that border. When you watch the border force and you've got people coming in with like dried beetles and that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, we can't even go to certain, like, I can't take fruit from my state back to my home state because the home state that I'm at has completely obliterated fruit fly. and it fruits the big industry there. So you can't even take fruit across the border. Even you know, like, so you're driving along, they've got border checks at every border where they literally open the car up and look for food stuff. I mean,
take that tangerine! Take that tangerine!
Can I just switch to wrestling now? Because Dan can give us
why are you switching to wrestling?
Sorry, because it's a wrestling podcast. Dan is a big fan of New Japan. Wrestle Kingdom was on there, Dan. What did you make of it?
To be fair, I've watched Wrestle Kingdom, but I haven't watched New Japan for about 6 months. So I just lost interest because of AEW generally. But then the chat on the Discord literally got me into thinking I'll go watch that. And I watched night one the day after, and I watched night two live. It was both were bloated, I thought. They could have made it one night. They could have got rid of probably six or seven of the tags and all that sort of stuff. There were some absolutely amazing matches, like Desperado and Hiromu had the junior heavyweight title, which is great. Osprey and Okada was brilliant. Naito and Cobb was good. Cobb's always good, though. He's just a big hard-hitting lad in the end. Shingo and Okada on the first night was good as well. I mean, there was definitely good parts to it, but it's just kind of lost its luster a little bit. We're just seeing the same matches again.
If I can just move things back to frogs and toads. I remember somebody, I think it might have been my wife, actually told me a story that at some point in Australia, to get rid of some kind of insect or something, they brought in a whole load of toads or frogs or something. And there's loads of these toads.
Yep. So and they're poison. They're in my back garden. Like now, I'll cut the lawn every now and then in the long grass. Like the thing is, I've got to keep my dogs away from them because they're toxic.
And that's the thing. It's like they're a problem now, aren't they? They've become a problem now. These toads that the Australians brought in to deal with another problem.
I have injected a lethal dose of poison.
Well, remember the Simpsons episode where they come to Australia?
Huh? No, I know.
In the same episode, Bart brings a frog. And they're parodying that. Bart brings a frog.
It's about that. It's about the toads. Right. Yeah,
it's kind of about that. He brings his frog, leaves him at the border, and it's all about biosecurity, which what we've been talking about.
I would love to go to Australia one day. I will need to actually go to Australia one day because Jen would love to go back. So I think definitely some point. And everybody, this is the thing as well. I'm sure I said this the last time you were on, but everybody I've ever known who's been to Australia will say, it's fucking brilliant, man. It's brilliant.
The thing is, it's diverse, right? There's like everything. It's such a big continent. It's a continent, right? So we've got, you go south and it's cold and you've got mountains and you've got snow in the winter, and you go north where I am and it's like tropical. You've got rainforests.
Hey, your Wi-Fi's good?
Ah, it's all right.
Do you know a guy called Tiger, Dan? Tiger obviously didn't do Dan's Wi-Fi.
Listen, Dan, have a happy new year. It's so good to see you again. Please do continue. How hot is it in the summer? Like, oh fuck, what am I talking about, man? It is the summer.
It's Christmas early,
isn't it? Oh yeah. Well, where I am, generally it's sort of 27 every day of the year.
Every day of the year it's 27.
You ever seen snow? Yeah. You ever seen snow?
I have, yeah. I've been. That's what I said. Australia's got snow. I've been snowboarding down in New South Wales and Victoria before.
Do you like the heat every day, Dan? Do you like the heat every day, or is it too much?
It's better than it piercing down with rain every day, isn't it?
Do you need to wear suntan lotion? Do you need to wear suntan lotion every day?
You get accustomed to it when you're a kid. You got a baseline tan. I had a pool in the back garden when I was a kid, so I literally was like always tan and whatever. But where I'm from in Adelaide, which is down south, like right down the bottom of the country, it gets to sort of in the summer. I remember times when it was 40 degrees a lot.
Wow.
Have you got big white arms? Have you got big white arms?
I do.
Dan, thanks so much for coming. We'll get you back on again because it's always nice having an update from down under. It's always good. Thanks so much for coming on, man. And have a great 2022.
You too. Hey. Thanks for everything. Like I said last year, man. Thanks for the community. You sorted it out. It's been good.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
See you later, buddy. Bye now. Bye bye.
See you later, mate. See you later, mate. I'm kidding on. I took it too far, sorry.
If you want to be on the run, and your best bet is to sign up to our Patreon, as our World Heavyweight Champs get first dibs, IC Champs get second, Cruiserweight Champions get third. That's how it'd be part of our community.
Is that cheeky doing that to Australia? I don't know.
Of course it is. Would you like it if somebody came on and did that to you? All right, cheerio then, pal. Cheerio then.
Oh, you're right. That would be fucking annoying.
If an American guy or something was, thanks, guys, for having me on the show. Cheerio, no Greedo.
That'd be fucking annoying, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Get on patreon.com/wrestlingdaft.
You just made the list!
At this time of year, everybody has a list of resolutions, but the only list that matters is the list of Wrestling Daft. We never got the chance to do this on the last show of the year, so this week we wanted you to tell us what was the best match of 2021. So the punters have been getting in touch about that. Grado, is there anything you want to give a shout out to for the best matches of 2021?
Kenny Hankman, what was the anything good at WrestleMania?
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Fuck, honestly.
Bianca Belair, Sasha,
yeah, that one.
Match at WrestleMania was
that
very
one.
I have to say.
That's your favourite, John?
It was up there. I think I've got to go for the cage match between the Bucks and the Lucha Brothers. I think that was unbelievable.
Oh, I quite liked one of the matches. I quite liked Dean Ambrose versus Eddie Kingston. This is one of the Hornfair matches I watched.
Oh,
what?
Well, you're not supposed to shit on my list.
Oh, sorry.
Don't
bro.
Shit on my list.
That's probably my favourite match.
That's your favourite match?
Aye, last year.
Of the whole lot?
Well, I didn't catch quite a lot of wrestling.
No, I know a lot of people loved. There was a lot of people that loved Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair.
What about Walter versus Dragunov 2? That was last year.
I was like Hogan Warrior.
that was an absolute belter. And he also fought Rampage, didn't he? That was a cracking match and all.
It's a cracker.
It was. That was good as well. Rab, are you looking for time here to decide your top three?
No, I was just thinking about if there's anything I could swap in, because Grado has kind of knocked one of mine. I'll give you my list of new. My number three is going to be Miro and Eddie Kingston All Out 2021, which I think is one you've all forgotten about, which is just two of my favourite guys together knocking seven shades of shit out of each other. I really like that match. My number two is another match that I think a lot of you might have forgotten, but it was Bryan Danielson versus Dustin Rhodes.
Oh!
Do you remember this? It was on an episode of Dynamite. And I'm a big fan of Dustin Rhodes hanging in at 52 years old, or 51, 52 years old, Dustin is hanging in there. And that was like, you know, Bryan Danielson kind of back in the game. And it was just, it had a lot of story there. And it was just a great match between two fantastic wrestlers. I know you gave a shout out, John, to the time limit draw, but I do love that. But it's just the time limit draw is just the Hangman. And Danielson, it's just not for me. And then number one, there's no argument. I don't think it's that Young Bucks tag match. All Out 2021 as well. The Young Bucks tag match. Was just, oh, no, Grado, it was brilliant. I'm not even into that kind of match, really. You know what I mean? I'm kind of not even really into that kind of match. But when you see that, you just fucking need to throw your horns up. So my top three were for AEW, because I was an AEW guy this year. Things can change. Let's see what the punters are saying. Stevie says any Bryan Danielson match, but overall he'd go with Omega versus Danielson. Kev is going for Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens at the Royal Rumble, or Johnny Gargano versus Kushida at St. Valentine's Day.
Oh, that is a good one.
Say it again.
Johnny Gargano versus Kushida at St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
All right.
Sir Digby Chicken Caesar says Hangman versus Darby. versus MJF. Hangman versus Brian. Darby versus MJF. Can he split the two of them? Both beautiful examples of modern pro wrestling at its best. Harry says, Lucha Brothers versus Young Bucks All Out without a shadow of a doubt for me. I mean, I just have to agree. I remember when that match started, I was like, ah, nah, this isn't going to be for me, this. And I was like, out my chair at the end. I was out my chair. Librarian says, 3, Young Bucks versus Lucha Brothers, cage match All Out. 2, Roman Reigns versus John Cena at SummerSlam, or this SummerSlam, as Bret Hart calls it. And 1, Bryan Danielson versus Kenny Omega on Dynamite. David says Darby versus MJF, Omega versus Danielson, Thunder Rosa versus Britt Baker, also a good one. Dino Bob says King of Insanity match, absolutely brilliant. I can't even say I was a fan of that, but I know some people like that kind of thing. And Brian says Bryan Danielson versus Minoru Suzuki. The match delivered, but just to encapsulate the year, a match you never thought you'd ever see, just popping up for free on YouTube, just because WWE wanted to load up a SmackDown for a night. Max saying, it wasn't match of the year for most, but I really enjoyed the Brock and Reigns match at the Saudi show.
Has that already happened then?
No, that was earlier this year, right?
I kind of feel like
it's, you know, obviously we need to fucking watch more stuff, but there's no many great, I definitely feel like the WWE, as an example, didn't have any standout amazing matches, did it really?
Look at that list. When have you ever seen that? Yeah. In years gone by.
Yeah, there was a lack of standout ones. Anyway, so hopefully this year will be a better year on that front. Woo! Now, there's loads more content at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Bonus episodes, extra content. Our community exists there. And now you can get involved in our Discord as well. Chat to us, chat to the rest of the community. Sign up to one of your tiers at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. If you fancy that, you fancy the sound of that, if you want to help us out, you want to keep the show going, you want to keep it rolling, get it stronger, strength to strength, sign up now at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft, as we'd love to welcome you to the roster. So this is going to be one of our last road stories. We are going to be shaking the format of the show up soon. Me and John and Grado are going to get together over the next few weeks, have a few beers, gauge our COVID, and we're going to talk about the future of Wrestling Daft. And no, I know anything you need to worry about. We're just going to talk about new ideas, a shake up of the format, I think, is necessary, because we've been going for how long now, boys?
7 years.
106 episodes. This is episode 106 of Wrestling Daft.
That's what I've got to laugh at you, John, right? Because let's be honest, right? You're not the best speller in the world, right? But I don't know if you're always right every week, but you know.
Is it not just typos?
It's just typos
because I type fast. I never double check the plan.
Well, I just noticed tonight. I was like, God, John, you has all the amount of typos, and you're good at doing the numerical times Roman things to make it look 106.
Yeah.
What is it this week? CV1107 or something.
Just CV1 this week. Yeah.
See, that's mad.
106 in Roman numerals.
See, how come you're good at that?
I'm good at spelling as well. Give me a word to spell. Go on, give me a word to spell and I'll spell it for you, Grado.
Right. All right. Restaurant.
RESTAURANT.
Okay. What about...
This is fascinating podcasting.
Listen, by the way, we should have a Wrestling Daft spelling bee. How good would that be? We'll get a few punters on as well.
Aye.
And we'll do a spelling bee. And
I've got one for Bafies, right? Just a new. Onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia, you mean?
Yeah. Well, you can say it whatever way you want. Go.
Onomatopoeia is right. I'm the one that's a writer here, so I've got it quite easy.
You go first.
It's onomatopoeia.
Aye, fuck. You did.
Well played, Rab Florence.
Onomatopoeia.
You've got a wee song for it.
Right, anyway, we're not shaking up the format yet. We're still in lazy Christmas New Year mode. But just to let you punters know, we will be shaking up the format. So if you've got any ideas for anything we could be there, anything you would like to hear, or anything
you'd
like to happen, just give us a shout. We'd love to hear from you next week and maybe redo out some of your suggestions for things we could do on the show. Anyway, at the moment, every week we jump into the virtual car and retell some of the funny and embarrassing moments for your lives in the form of a road story. In the last few weeks, we've been treated to some poetry, but this week we're back to the stories, and it comes from Chris Jack. Hey, Grado, on a motor, pal.
Let's do it.
This Australian tour has been cracking, isn't it? 26 degrees today, man. 26 degrees.
You watch out for the fucking frogs, man.
Are they fucking toads, man? Everywhere.
Bite your horn off you. Anyway,
we should take some of these toads back to the British wrestling, because I'll tell you what, the fucking British wrestling's toxic enough. Oh, look at Belter.
Anyway, I tell you about this time, right? It was about Christmas 2007, Rab, and I played in a lot of festive gigs in and about Glasgow and Edinburgh, and a wee build it up to the new year. We played in Box. Very aware of that, aren't you, Rab? Oh. Box, Socky Hall Street, Box.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, sadly.
You're very aware of Box and that. Now, in the lead up to the gig, we had some ups and downs. Basically, the singer was getting wasted before the show, and before one show, he punched my specs off my face mid-set. So, and he'd done this before taking hundreds of ketamine, and he thought he'd turned into a bin on Argyle Street. And we also had to part away our rehearsal where the smell of shite was inescapable. We thought it came from the toilets being directly behind the studio we were in, but it turned out our drummer had actually wiped his ass off way up his back, and then he battered his toms. The mayor reek of his ass to be filled with. The mayor, he battered the toms. The mayor, the reek of his ass filled the room. Fucking him. But right, despite these moments, we pushed on and we secured our slot on the box bill. We went into the gig full excitement and merriment. We'd planned to go and see George Square and see the Fratellis they were playing there beforehand, but the weather pied to that hail event, so we ended up just setting up camp in Box and we prepared ourselves for a sellout show. As we navigated the channel between the stage, the bar and the booths in between, we greeted all the other bands on the bill before heading to the green room down the stairs. The fucking green room. All the other bands, well, they followed down and they're... It was a right good time had me all, good few of us. We played together before, so, you know, tales of our tours and whatnot that kept us entertained in between sets. The final three bands on the night were us, the main support, and the headliners. And they were just an absolute staple of the scene at the time. Our set went down as we expected, and we wished the main support all the best as we passed them on the way back to the green room where it was just us and the headliners. Now, as the guitarist turned up and our singer went through his rituals, their drummer sat himself at a wee table littered with cans, ashtrays and some, let's just say, recreational drug paraphernalia. But our bassist and myself, we joined him for a wee chat before he headed upstairs, and we talked about Christmas and the plans for the next coming year, 2008, because we'd played gigs with him before and he'd stood out in part due to the fact that their drummer had no arms. Going one better than that, or worse than that, I should say that the fella for Def Leppard, this drummer used special grips on his elbows so that he could bash away at his drums and no bother. Our bassist, he was in awe of this drummer's skills, and he asked him a fairly innocuous question: what made you take up the drums? And without missing a heartbeat, a pretty good thing today as a drummer, our new pal, he lowered his seat to the table in front of us, snorted the fattest line of cocaine I've ever seen, wiped the remnants for his top lip with the drumstick attachment he'd affixed to his elbow and stated, "Well, I wasn't going to play the fucking guitar, was I?" And with that, he wished us both a happy new year, and we went up the stairs to bring on the bells on the stage with all his bandmates. That's a beautiful story from Chris.
There you go. Don't do drugs, anybody.
That's can I message. Say I know what the band he's talking about, and they're fucking, and what a brilliant band. Well, absolutely brilliant band.
That's a good story, man.
My takeaway message for that is don't do drugs, guys, right? you know, that's a warning. Give us your funny stories. There might be a last chance to gauge your funny stories for life. Fictional story, sketch, poem. Get in touch by DMing us at WrestlingDaft, emailing us at WrestlingDaft@gmail.com, and remember to get in touch and let us know what you want to see on the show as we move forward into a new year, the Attitude Era of Wrestling Daft, where things explode. Now that's it for Wrestling Daft. Please rate, review and subscribe on Apple or get us in wherever you get your podcasts. Mind for more content, there's loads this week. get on board, Patreon. There isn't he? It's a lie. There isn't loads this week.
We need to do something, man.
John's just been copying and pasting this for ages, but there is more content.
Do you know what? I put up a bit of bonus content without asking Grado permission, but you know the video you sent of us, Booker T, of you wrestling Booker T? That is up on the Patreon now, so you can see Grado wrestling Booker T.
If you want to see a bit of Grado and Booker, get on there. There's always wee treats like that appearing. Patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. And check out our merch at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. Thanks so much.
Check a lot of this for 2023. Can you see the Patreon, see what we're talking about? Oh, yeah, fucking.
Aye, you need to see. Did you hurt your neck doing that?
Aye,
that's
it. Imagine I fell. Can you see me?
Grado's trying to make himself look. He's making unflattering poses. You just can't see it. You need to get to see the video version for that. It's really a treat. It's a sight to behold. Thanks so much for listening. Stick with us through 2022. Tell your pals. There's always good par on Wrestling Daft.
Don't
tell Tiger about what happened. And just stay tuned, because remember, like I say, this is Wrestling Daft Attitude Era. This is the year where things explode.
Snitches get stitches. Up the road.
Up the road, Grado. Up the road. It's yourself.
It's yourself. Audio Frontier.